Hello, this is Chip Hance. I'd like to share with you a remarkable story that illustrates the true strength of Abbott Vascular, its people. This is the story about how the vision and dedication of our Australia endovascular team changed the course of our business there. As a result, we were able to positively affect the lives of patients who are now leading healthier lives after benefiting from our products. The Australia team story is just one of many throughout our organization of dedicated employees who are driving success by living our vision and values each day. Murthy Simhabatla, General Manager in Australia, takes us through the story.
On the endovascular side of our business, Australia represented a market with a lot of growth potential. Competition is always stiff, but we'd seen particular challenges in this market with our strategy, priorities, and execution. We needed fresh thinking and a different approach, and that's where Michael Bodner came in. Michael is our endovascular national sales and marketing manager. He realized the potential of the Australian endovascular market and was determined to make Abbott Vascular a leader in that market.
Well, Abbott was an unknown player in this space. Our market shares were extraordinarily low. We were probably the number five player if we were lucky. It made it clear to us that this portfolio deserved to be number one. The products were the best products in the market. So we reprioritized.
One of the things Michael did was to turn our priorities upside down. He realized that the key focus areas that the organization was pursuing were really not driving much of the business, whereas the areas that were not a high priority were in fact driving much of the business. So he did some good analysis on the needs of the Australian market and adapted our strategy accordingly.
By changing these priorities, we were able to have some tremendous growth. We actually had a waiting list to get people started on either vessel closure or the absolute stent. We grew from a few sales reps to now having over 9 sales reps across Australia and New Zealand. It was focused on vascular surgeons, actually, because they see a lot of this disease and they're now treating it. The success that we've had is based on sales representatives like Fernando Sepulveda.
Like most Abbott Vascular sales reps, Fernando Sepulveda knows the value of building a relationship with physicians. He'll book time in the cath lab up to 3 weeks in advance just to make sure he'll be there to leverage opportunities to talk to doctors.
The way we work here in Australia, in particular the endovascular team, I tend to cross specialties between cardiologists, radiologists, and vascular surgeons. It allows me to interact with them in different ways, but it also helps me share their expertise of different subspecialties with each other. So I watch them do, for example, a closure case with a star close, and the way they do it translates in a way where you can pick up different techniques from different people.
One of the physicians who works closely with the Abbott Vascular endovascular team is Dr. David Huber. Dr. Huber is the founder of the first dedicated endovascular suite in an operating theater in an Australian hospital. He's a pioneer in endovascular surgery, and he is continuously involved in introducing innovative technologies in his practice.
The Abbott products are great, and I'm very happy to use them. But the real separation is actually the service and support that both Michael and Fernando give. They are willing to listen and to work out more innovative ways of providing that service. It separates them from the competition and makes working much easier.
Dr. Huber allows us into his lab and we have a good discussion in between cases about what he's going to do to the patient, and he usually would ask our opinion as to what's your experience with this kind of thing. So I've helped him out in things like vessel closure where his technique was a little bit different, but he's been more of a mentor to me and I love going out there and spending time with him. It's a much more consultative way of doing what we do.
Fernando isn't alone in his efforts. All of the sales reps on Michael's team put in long hours to be there for physicians.
We have the right people, and they are absolutely committed and passionate about what they do. I'm up at 5 a.m. because my team are up at 6 a.m. sending me emails. They're on the phone. They're saying, can you meet me at the warehouse and get me access, because I've got this case that this guy called me up about at 10:30 last night and he wants to make sure that I've got the gear for him. Now, this is passionate commitment. These guys are actually helping the cases. They are engaged.
Developing closer relationships with key doctors was a critical element of Michael's ability to grow the business rapidly. He helped physicians see how he could be part of helping them grow their business, ensuring that education was at the forefront of some of the services he offered. For example, he organized a whole series of workshops that have received outstanding response from the physician community. So his relationships are based as much on adding value to the practice and business of his customers as they are on building personal connections with them.
And if the physician gets more referrals and starts doing more business, he's totally grateful to Abbott Vascular. And if he's putting in more stents, he's going to put in an Abbott Vascular stent.
Another physician customer who has worked closely with Abbott Vascular is Dr. Paul Myers, a vascular and endovascular surgeon in New South Wales, Australia. Besides running his own practice, Dr. Myers is heavily involved in proctoring our simulator to help train and educate up-and-coming vascular surgeons.
There's absolutely no doubt that Abbott products and the help that they've given us take more limbs than we could a year ago, and certainly more limbs than we could 2 years ago. And it's been a huge advance which Abbott has facilitated. Other companies are nowhere near as such. A lot of it comes down to getting the right local reps and for them getting support at a higher level within Abbott.
The responses of customers like Dr. Myers and Dr. Huber really validate the success of a new approach in Australia. Today, we are the leaders in the vascular space in Australia. Our team's passionate commitment to our customers and to the patients they serve has not only made our market position stronger, but it has also helped establish Abbott Vascular as a go-to provider of products and knowledge for our physician customers. What Michael and all of the team members have done is truly exceptional.
As our story illustrates, by taking the initiative, by being good stewards of our business, and by really delivering on our commitment to service and quality, each of us can help drive Abbott Vascular's success. So congratulations to the Endovascular team in Australia. They are just one example of Abbott Vascular people living our values and truly making a difference for our customers and their patients. Finally, if you enjoyed hearing this story, let us know, and we'll find more stories to share with you. Thanks for listening.